the cars for a while now. Can't wait to talk about them.
We've also got a special guest co-host today.
My name's Beth. I don't know much about the cars.
But the rest of us do. And today in the cars news, big week for the cars.
Oh, yeah?
Big week for the cars. Just last week, they forced another band called Car Seat Headrest, which although it has the word
You noticed the word cars in the name.
Yeah, so there's a lot... That's not where the story
also,
ends.
Also, that specific headline puts the word "the" in front of car, so I think they do have a case there, but continue.
There's a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
Car Seat Headrest, they put out an album. On that album, they had a song called "Not What I Needed," which in it, they sampled the Cars song "Just What I Needed." They're
one of the great works by the Cars.
And the week before the album dropped, the Cars sued them, and they were forced to recall all the printed records and pay the Cars $50,000.
Now, normally I'd side with the other band, the band that was being sued. Don't really want to mention bands that go against the Cars, but, you know, in this case, I got to think to myself, it's the Cars, so I can't really be mad.
Yeah, we're very focused on the Cars. So, right now, our first song, the song in question by Car Seat Headrest, "Not What I Needed." Right here on 91.5 WMFO.
I have nothing but questions. I need answers. Those would fill me up.
Trying to explain this. His name is William Orneyboy.
91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard The Mind Spiders with You Are Dead. I do want to clear something up. That first song by Car Seat Headrest, I mentioned that there was a Cars sample in there. But for all the listeners at home eagerly waiting for that Cars sample, and it never came, you did not miss it. They had to take it out of the official release.
I thought I heard it, but I think I was just kind of thinking of the song all day. Just kind of popped into my head.
It's always playing in your head.
Yeah, I just always hear places. Yeah, I mean,
you go somewhere like, oh, is the Cars song playing? And they're like, oh, we don't even have any speakers.
And I say, oh.
Coming up next, song by Asobi Sexu. Is that how you pronounce it?
Sex who?
Followed by some Daft Punk. Keep it here. 91.5 WMFO. You just heard
Kraftwerk.
Their song Computer World on their album Computer World. And I'm gonna throw it over to Ben, and we're gonna do one of our recurring segments here that we like to call
Car Trouble. So, Beth, since you're the guest this week, you're in car trouble, or you're having car trouble.
Nice.
So you got to answer this question. We'll give you an easy one to start out the segment. Which two members of the band met in Columbus, Ohio to lay the groundwork for a band? There's not that many members of the Cars. You should be able to get this.
Rick and Greg.
Can I get some last names, please? And can I get a spelling on Rick? Because it's an unconventional spelling of Rick.
R-I-C.
Ooh, all right.
She knows her Cars.
Can you get a last name on him?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Can you give us a... What letter does it start with?
O.
All right, you got one of them.
Ah, nice. Is Greg not the other one?
No. The guy has the same name as someone in this room.
Is it Beth?
Oh, Benjamin?
All right, well, did you look it up?
Yeah.
All right, well, the segment's been ruined. It looks like we're all in car trouble this week. Play...
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org.
Love the Cars.
We just heard House Lords, followed by Womb. Up next, My Bloody Valentine, right here on Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We just had a nice string of music there. We had My Bloody Valentine, Teenage Cool Kids, Wild Nothing, Galaxy 500. Hit after hit after hit. We're having a good time. It's the Cars Talk.
Ha! Okay, this is a new segment I like to call Car of the Day. Today's car of the day is Richard T. Otkasic. You might know him as old Rick. That's R-I-C Okasic. Took the T out of the last name. That's a underrated fact, but you know that's not what makes him who he is. He's best known as the vocalist, the rhythm guitarist, and the songwriter of the Cars. And I'd like to give a special shout out to his wife, model Paulina Poryskova. They've been married since 1989. Congratulations, guys. It's a beautiful thing.
While we're giving out shout-outs, I'd like to give a shout-out to my mother, who probably turned the radio off by this point, because I don't think she likes the music we've been playing.
Well, does she like the Cars?
The thing is, I think she likes the Cars, but I think we may have let down our listeners with... We let down our listener. Up next, we're going to play a special song back from the forgotten decade, the 90s.
Oh, can't remember that one.
This one is Selena's Amor Prohibido.
This one's for you, Rick. It's not funny.
Is Selena. We've come to the end of the show. We have precious few minutes left.
It looks like we came to a red light. Stop the show.
Only have time for a short song, so we're going to end it with this short song. But as we always say on the Cars Talk, we hope this was just what you needed.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings.
I'm listening to the radio.
Tusk Freeform Radio. WMFO. Medford.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like,